Blessings to all who's tuning in today. Welcome to Keep the Faith Elevated with Ashley Brown. And on today, we're going to really discuss how we can activate our faith. We're going to discuss some things that's going to get us to a place of excitement, to raise up our faith, excitement for, you know, the days to come. And before I go in, I really want to pray first. But dear Lord, on today, Lord, we come before you open and willing. It isn't going to take hours to tap into you, Father. We welcome the Holy Spirit on this broadcast today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We're going to be at a place, oh God, as we come with a greater expectation. We're coming to you with forgiveness in our hearts. We're coming to you with a deeper understanding of who you are. We're coming to you with our faith shield raised up on today. We're coming with you with a greater fight to go in a faithful way, Lord. We're coming to you with everything that we have, the love inside that you've placed, oh God, for us to continue to excel in you, Lord. And we're just thankful that we can come together, Lord, as a community, that we can come together to uplift each other, that we can come together to do the will of you, Father. And on this day, Father, just shift us to a new place. Everybody that is tuning into this, oh God, on this podcast, Lord, let the winds of change hit them at their house. Let the winds of boldness come in. Let the winds of encouragement rise in. Let the winds of all that they need to happen come on in now. Courage, that means encouragement, that means joy, that means peace, that means every fruit of your spirit. Let them hit them right where they are in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you today, Father. We thank you that it's a day that we're coming with a greater anticipation in you, that we're building up and we're expecting the Holy Spirit to show up. We're expecting great things on today, Father. And it don't take hours to get into you, Father. And we're just so thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I just wanted to set it off with a prayer first. But on today, what I really want to talk about with Keep the Faith Elevated is I want to talk about how we can literally get to a place of activating our faith. Now, with Keep the Faith Elevated, this is what I do, you know, as a life coach, as a faith coach, as a wellness coach. This is how I go at it in with a mindset of just keeping faith that is raised to the ultimate place. But there has to be a place where our faith is activated. And I've talked about this before, but God has given us all a measure. He's made faith available to all, which is amazing. He's given us a measure, each a measure. But in that measure is our responsibility to increase that faith. And what do we know? We know reading the word increases our faith. So that is our daily responsibility. That is somewhere we have to go in to tap in. But see, we have to make sure that we don't even get content with the seed that God provided in that measure. Because if where God is calling us to be in these days for a time such as this, what we're experiencing, what we're seeing, how we know the light, where the dark is, where the light is, the dark cannot stand. So there's a deeper requirement in us to turn the temperature of our faith up so it shines bright. So in that moment, we have to have an understanding that we cannot be content with the seed, but we have to get to a place where, like, okay, we so anchored in God, the roots in us is so anchored in God, that what's going to be produced, what's going to be produce in our mind is turning into a whole tree that's going to produce things of life coming forward. So I'm excited about that. And so what I want to talk about really today is how we can get to a place where we understand that our faith is not to become weakened. It's not to be, you know, at a place, at a lower place, but it's supposed to be activated and elevated. And there are certain requirements. So the question I want to ask you today is, what is going to require of you to get to that place of elevated faith? What will it take? And what it's going to take, it's going to take faithfulness. So if we're going to be dedicated, we must become faithful. So faithful means that you got to show up even when you don't feel like it. Faithful means regardless of what your natural eyes can see, you choose to press for the will of God, because you already know that this is a spiritual battle and you shall walk by faith and not by sight. See, faithful means trusting everything that God has put in place. Faithful means even through every tear, even through every heartbreak, even through every severing of ties of toxic attachments, through every mistake, mistake made, through every situation, every time you feel rejected, every time you were frustrated, every time you felt a certain way, you still had to show up for the process. You still had to believe in what the Father said that was going to come to pass. You couldn't just sit there and be content with the seed and get busy, but you had to get busy in that direction of producing and making sure the faith that has been provided in the measure in you is activated to a higher place. And this is where we got to tap into the will of God. We got to tap into the things that He is calling forth in us, what He has created. He created in us. He's given us a purpose. He has from the very beginning. When God said, "Let there be light," the purpose was already given. The purpose was already made. And see, we got to understand that the amount of faith that our Father has within, combined with the light that He has, began to produce rapidly. And with that purpose, it became a part of creation. So what is left on the inside of you on today? What has to raise in your faith? What's going to activate it to that place? See, God will use people. He will bring certain people in our lives to give us, to release a word, to share us something prophetically. Sometimes we got to have correction brought forth to keep it, because we know God is of who He loves, He corrects in love. But sometimes we have to be so open many times to receive what God is sending. And in these moments, when the enemy's coming and he's trying to deplete our faith and he's trying to let our faith become a deficit and let our faith not hold the power that it's beginning, it is in our duty to rise above in that situation. And we got to get to back to a place where God is put first. We got to get back to a place where we trust Him 100%. We don't have time to sit here and doubt our Father, because what that does, it creates room for the enemy's deceptive seeds to begin to plant in our mind, when we need seeds of faith to be in our mind. We need that type of production. We need that type of activation. We need to understand that heaven responds to our faith. So what is it that the enemy comes? He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. If you want to know all about that, you can go in John 10:10 and read about it. But that's what the faith, what the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, our purpose. But that's not why Jesus came. We know He came so that we have life and we live it abundantly. But are we living it abundantly if we're not allowing our faith to rise? Are we living it abundantly if we're staying in the and taking the bite and falling through the traps of the enemy that he sets up? Are we living it abundantly if we refuse to forgive those that hurt us? Are we living it abundantly if we don't allow every fruit of the Spirit to reside inside of us? Are we really living, if we want to be truthful, in those moments? Because what we're doing is we're allowing the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy what God has put inside of us from the very beginning. And it's a choice. It really is. And this is something that, you know, even during my walk, even during this process, and God, when He even put in me to create Keep the Faith Elevated in 2020, when He put in, He has shown me through this foundation of building, He has brought me through some things, He's given me many testimonies, as He showed me, He really put in me to understand that if we're going to have elevated faith, we got to get to the root of what's been in the way. So that means what has been in the way, we have to confront it head on. There has to be a discovery phase. There has to be a point of awareness, and that awareness is literally going to attract so much revelation. It's going to attract so much understanding, but we can't do it on our own. We need to be encouraged to move in that way. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. We can't neglect what Jesus did. We can't neglect what the Father is doing. We got to understand that we have been given power since the very beginning. Hallelujah. And this is what this is about today, to encourage you to go out, to understand that faith is available to all. You may not understand it. You may not even get it. You may not even half the time want to go after it. But whether you want to agree to it, whether you want to acknowledge it, it is still the truth. And the truth is, God has made faith available to all. But in that, God is not supernaturally increasing your faith. No, God is giving you the blueprint of how to be a contributor, a participant, and to be a part of the process of your faith elevating. See, we're called to work. We're not called just to receive. We're called to put in the work. And in this time, there's so much going on in the world. We can agree to that, right? There's a lot going on in this world. There's so much darkness. And see, hell's expanding every day. But see, what the enemy has placed, well, what the enemy thinks he has placed is not going to be effective in these days, because what God is doing, what he has positioned strategically for a time such as this, has to come up higher. But you can't come up in your own way of thinking. You can't come up in your selfish ways. You can't come up in the flesh reigning. No, you have to allow yourself to be submitted to the will of the Father, which means you have to be open to love even those that have hurt you. Which means you have to be open to forgive even when you don't understand it and got the fullness of it. You have to be open to pray a blessing even upon your enemies, because Jesus was the perfect example. And we got to stop ignoring why the ultimate sacrifice took place. We have to start understanding that we are as free as we want to be. Literally, it's a choice. If we want freedom, we got to go after it. If freedom begins in our mind, freedom begins when our heart is aligned. Freedom begins when our ears are open to hear, when our eyes are open to see, when our mouths are open to speak what God is telling us to speak. And we got to be at a place where we remain at a humble state, where we remain in knowing that, yeah, we're going to go through the process. We're going to endure some things. We're going to suffer when you're for the Lord. But what is going to happen in the later days, what is going to happen as an outcome, what is going to happen is so much bigger than our eyes can even see. We can't even understand. We can't even put up an answer to what God has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be loved by God. It's a blessing to be designed by God. It's a blessing to be given faith available by God. But what are we doing in these times? And see, this is what the enemy's doing. He is literally causing fear. He's causing anxiety. He's causing depression. He's causing all type of spirits to run rampant and wreak havoc in households, because we don't understand the power that God placed with the seed of faith. And we've gotten content with it, and we've ignored it, and we've neglected it, and we've failed to water it with his word. So then we don't understand why we're getting drawn here, there, and everywhere, and deception is reigning, and we're getting manipulated, and we're getting to a place where we're crippled in the body because we're not growing in the things of God. And then we get frustrated and we quit. And when we quit, we give up on our purpose, and we allow the enemy to reign when he was never designed to reign in the first place. We were designed to be able to go in Luke, read all about it for yourself. No, God has given us the power to crush the head of the enemy. But what are we doing? Are we allowing our circumstances to cripple us? Are we allowing our situation, what we see in the natural eye, is that becoming of who we are? Are we refusing to lay down and allow the gifts inside to remain dormant? What are we doing? Keeping the faith elevated is crucial in these times. You can't just be satisfied with the measure. You got to go above and beyond it, because where God is going, there are so many layers and facets to God. We can't even begin to even think about it. And God is so high. He's so almighty. He's so above all things. And he is a creative. He is so creative. I have to really talk about, even when he created us, even when he created us and put us in our mother's womb, even when we agreed to some of these things, even when we didn't even understand some things, even when we didn't even know that this purpose that he's given us would cause would be so painful, would be so hard to develop, would be at a place where we'd go through this and that way, or we choose this and that path, but we still get... We come back around again. We go back in that circle, that repeated pattern, every time when we refuse to allow our faith in us to activate. It's really a choice. What do we want? Do we want to keep repeating the pain? And do we want to keep dwelling on the past? Or do we want to look towards the future? Do we want to get towards the now? Do we want to start becoming the evidence? Because we are the evidence. We are called to be the evidence in this earthly domain. And what we represent is him. And we can't get lost in a title. You can't even get lost in the positioning God gave you. You got to get lost in him. You got to get lost in knowing that God is the number one priority, that his will got to come forward. You got to get lost in that. You got to get lost in the leading of the Holy Spirit. You got to get lost in all the examples Jesus has given. He's given us enough to be able to reproduce, you know, in that same capacity, to be able to reproduce and be the evidence in this earth and not be in a fearful estate and not be silenced in any way. It's a choice. It really is. So I want to encourage you all who's tuning in today to just know that you literally have to make the choice to activate your faith. God will use people. He will use people to send encouraging words, to send motivation, to send so much your way. And you have to be at a place where you receive. Everybody ain't the same. Everybody's not out for your good. But everybody, there are many people that are strategically placed to help you to get to that place. And you have to be able to discern it in these times. You can't be swayed every way. Sometimes we are so quick to fall into the traps of the enemy, but then we're so reluctant to give in to what God wants for us, knowing it's in our best interest. God doesn't deceive us. He doesn't steer us in the wrong direction. And I want to speak to those that you may not even understand. You may not have grew up in, you know, knowing God. You may not have. I was 29 years old when God brought me back to him. And so you never know the time, the day, the hour. You never know the situation. And many times, and I can speak for myself, it'll be in a perilous situation. It's a shame we got to hit rock bottom. It's a shame that we got to go through something dramatic to want to come back to him. But that is what it is many times. But we got to run to him while we still can. We got to understand that there's more to life than seeing, you know, than seeing so many dead things. We weren't called to be the walking dead. We were called to live in him. We weren't called to be, you know, depressed. We weren't called to have anxiety. One of the things I talk about as well is dismantling anxiety with Keep the Faith Elevated that I have coming up. And that's for anyone that is really, you know, going through a place of just not understanding what the power is in within self to dismantle it. We know we dismantle it in Jesus' mighty name, but after it's dismantled, what are you doing to make sure you're walking in that proper positioning to make sure that that thing never returns? There is a daily sacrifice. There is a daily responsibility. There are duties. There are necessary steps. There are strategies that have to come forward. But we're not going to do it if we refuse to acknowledge it, if we refuse to move in it. We're going to stay at a place where we're susceptible. We're literally the bait for the enemy at those times of weakness. We're the bait. Anywhere the bait is, what's going to happen? The bait's not left not to not be in. What's the bait for? The bait is the will in some things. And sometimes we become the bait because we're not putting, you know, our whole selves into what God has destined us to do. We become the bait. The enemy, all these sharks, everything. And God has taught us to swim with the sharks. Let's be real with that. But many times we forget how to swim because we forget the power in our faith and we begin to sink. And then that bait, we are the bait. And then before we know it, our purpose has diminished. And we're crying and we can't sleep. We can't do anything but complain. And so this is what this is about. And I really want to just, I'm not going to be on here too long today, but I really wanted to just bring forth some awareness of why faith got to be kept up. And what I do with Keep the Faith Elevated is I am at a place where God is leading me in the direction to get to the root of what's been in the way, to confront it head on, to put some necessary plans, to get a customized plan that's going to be fit for your need so that you can walk in that way. So you can know that your purpose isn't gone. Your purpose was created from the very beginning. Now, whether you choose to walk in it is on you, but God has made it available. But there are certain things that we have to do. And you don't have to be perfect. We got to get that in our heads. God isn't calling us to be perfect. No one is perfect. That's what will get us to a place where we run away from him instead of run to him because we think, oh, there's too much we got to give up. There's too much. I can't go this place. I can't do this. I can't do that. Instead of understanding that he's going to meet you right in the way of thinking that you are in now, he's going to meet you right there where you're at, whether in your car, whether you're in your living room, whether you're at your place of work, he's going to meet you right where you're at. That means when you're messed up in your thinking, that means when you're making the same repeated mistake, that means when you've done so much, God is going to meet you where you're at. But the blessing in that, And you not having to jump through hoops to get through for him to get to you, is you just got to be willing and open to him to work. And what happens in this process, because it is a process. See, God will do some things quickly, but many times we got to go through it because to fully understand it and to appreciate it. So during this process, as you're getting a strengthened relationship, as you're increasing your faith, as you're taking the baby steps, he's doing the transformation. And before you know it, you're leaping bounds in faith. Before you know it, you're turning away from some of those old ways. Before you know it, you understand that he erased the slate and he made it clean. And there's nothing that people, places, or things can do to distract you. You start to get awareness. You start to be woken up in a way that you can't even realize until you start walking in that direction of obedience. Hallelujah. I thank God for his transformation. I thank God for his revelation. I thank God for that he didn't give up on us as we get set in our own ways. I thank God that he sends reassurance, that he sends reinforcers, that he's creating a remnant for a time such as this that is rising up for the occasion. I thank God for it. And we can't be silenced in these times either. So be encouraged with this today. I've been on here about 20 minutes, but be encouraged with knowing that your faith can be activated. And if you need to be encouraged in a way and you want to be coached in a way, and there's questions you may have, you can reach out to me at keepthefaithelevated@gmail.com and I will respond. And you can find me at Keep the Faith Elevated on Facebook. There are certain things you can reach out to me with, but there's so many services. I'm thankful to the Lord. I really give him all the credit and it's an honor. There's some things that I'm doing coming in this month, in these next couple months. One of the programs that I'm offering is Faith Activate. That's a 5-week program. And it's along with, I'm doing group sessions. I'm also offering coaching calls, one-on-one coaching calls. You get a customized plan according to your need. What is going to be best fit for you to get you in that direction? It's going to be powerful. It's encouraging. That's just one of the many things that God has destined me to create during this time. But it's something that's it's really going to help. So if you're encouraged by this and you want to reach out and you want to find out more, just reach out at keepthefaithelevated@gmail.com and know that God is doing a new thing. And knowing that it don't matter where you're at, you know, all you have to do is understand. You have to really understand that in your heart, you have to know in your heart, you have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord, and know in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. It's as simple as that. But after you're saved, don't just be content with that. Go to another level and get a strengthened relationship. God cares most about relationship. God's not religious. God isn't concerned about your religion. God is concerned about the relationship. What do you believe in? Do you understand the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Do you understand what the renewing of mind means? Do you understand what the dying to self means? Do you understand with killing this flesh every day? What does that mean? How bad do you really want it? Are you going to go after it? God sees the process. He reads, he knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts. He knows what's registering in the realm of the spirit, that by our thoughts being spoken and then manifesting into the natural, he understands this before we do. And he still loves us anyway. So on this day, be encouraged to run towards activating your faith. Be encouraged to get to a place where you get to know God better and you get to know the true God and what he truly wants. And to ask him on today to give you that burning desire to want to open up, you know, his word and read. Don't get lost in which translation is right and with this and that. Go where God leads you to go. Dig a little further. Dissect the word. Take it a verse a day. Don't get lost with the books, okay? Go into the word and take it a verse a day if you have to. God's going to meet you where you're at. He's going to send you what you need. He's going to provide it. And you're going to walk in the victory, and you're going to walk with encouragement, and you're going to have your head held high. You're going to represent him well in every area that you walk, everywhere your feet touch, everywhere your mouth speaks for him. Everything that you do as a representative is going to speak, is going to reach those that it's for. Because this ain't about us, y'all. This is about what's connected and what's coming forward and in the days to come. And we got to understand that. No time for selfishness, no time for sitting in the dormant states, no time for words withering away, no time for gifts withering. No, everything got to rise up on today. So be blessed, be encouraged. I'll be back on again, tune in again next time, and just have a wonderful day in God.